In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It is the first Sunday of Great Lent, which means, among other things, we get to hear one of the Gospels of the temptation of our Lord. Because, as you know, our Lord, at the beginning of his public ministry, after his baptism by St. John, went into the desert to fast and to pray. And there he was tempted by the devil. Each year we hear one of the three Gospels that recount this on this day. And this year, being the year of Mark, I like that a lot better than year B. This year being the year of Mark, we hear Mark's Gospel, which is really, really short and doesn't have a lot of detail, as you probably saw. It just says Jesus went into the desert and he was tempted by the devil. Then he went and he preached the gospel. For more details, we have to go to the other Gospels, which is exactly what we'll do. But as an aside, there are those among scripture scholars who believe that because it is shorter, the gospel according to St. Mark was written first. That is absolutely illogical. That would be like saying, well, you know, the Cliff Notes version of Wuthering Heights is shorter, so it was written first. Doesn't follow. And sacred tradition tells us that Matthew was written first. And actually, archaeological evidence shows that Matthew was written first. So there you go. Pay more attention to sacred tradition than you do to academia, and you will do much better. You know, the custom of reading the Gospel of the Temptation at the beginning of Lent goes way, way back. And so this should tell us something. Because nothing in the Mass is ever by accident. So if you really want to know what's going on, pay attention to the scripture readings that are offered, and to the prayers, and to the preface. And you will know what Holy Mother Church wishes us to meditate upon and wants us to know on any given day. So here we are. Our Lord, at the beginning of his public ministry, goes out into the desert. He goes out to fast and to pray. This is a very prophet thing to do. To go out into the desert where you're not distracted by earthly things. To fast so that you can raise your mind and heart above earthly things. And so that you can pray. So that you can speak to God, but more importantly, so that you can listen to him. And when our Lord did this, he was tempted by the devil. Which proves that the devil ain't too bright. After all, who in their right mind would think that they could tempt the Son of God? Not very bright, but very prideful. And that is the essence of Satan. Pride. After all, did he not say, I shall be like unto God, which is why he was cast out of heaven. But our Lord is tempted. And of course, our Lord resists temptation. And in fact, at any moment, our Lord could have just said, get away, devil. And he would have gone away. But our Lord allowed himself to endure temptation for a couple of reasons. One of which is to show us how to resist temptation. And the other was to show us that it is possible to resist temptation with his help. And you know what the temptations are. Oh, you're hungry. You've been fasting. Turn these rocks into loaves of bread. Oh, you're the Son of God. You can do all sorts of cool superhero things. Throw yourself from the parapet of the temple and the angels will catch you. Bow down before me and worship me and I will give you all the kingdoms of the earth. And our Lord resists each of these temptations. And in doing so, he gives us the pattern to both understand temptation and to resist it. We too go into the desert after a sense. You know, we don't really go into the desert, and that we don't, especially here at Ambrose, try to turn our sanctuary into a terrarium with cactuses and sand and all sorts of weird things. We don't take the water out of the holy water fonts and put used kitty litter in it or anything like that. But we go into the desert because we go to through penance and prayer and almsgiving, we lift our hearts and our minds from earthly things, and we pray to grow closer to God. And the one thing the devil doesn't want us to do is to be closer to God. And so we will be tempted. Well, how does the devil tempt us? Well, the first way he tempts us is by twisting our relationship with God. One of the things the devil tries to get us to do is to think that God is a vending machine. That we would just present our list of demands to God and he will fulfill it. And then when he doesn't, he wants us to get all upset and think there isn't a God, or God doesn't like us, or God isn't fair. He wants us to sing, "Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz?" And then get all upset when we're driving an 84 Yugo. Some of you are old enough to remember the world's first disposable car, the Yugo. It was water soluble, even. If you don't remember it, look it up online. Do a Wikipedia search. You will be amazed. God isn't a vending machine. God only gives us what we need and what will lead us and others to heaven. And so we need to trust in him. Secondly, the devil tries to twist our relationship with others, to get us to view other people as things rather than people, as things to exploit, as things that we can have power over. "Bow down and I will give you all the nations of the earth. They will all serve you, your every whim." But that isn't what other people are. What are other people? Like us, they are made in the image and likeness of God. Now, that image may be buried very, 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 very deep, but it's still there. They are people that God loved enough to suffer and die for, just as he suffered and died for us. So we treat other people not as means for our ends, but as goods in and of themselves. And lastly, the devil tries to twist ourselves. And we have lots of desires, and our desires themselves have been twisted by original sin, so that we don't always want what is good for us. But the devil whispers in our ears and tells us if we just give in to every desire, we will be happy. And that is a lie, because the devil is the father of lies. The only desire which will ever make us ultimately happy is our desire for God. And that is what we must focus on. Well, maybe you can't remember any of those three things. Never fear. If you remember just one thing is, if you want to be able to resist temptation, stay close to Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.